I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I've got in my left hand, Dave, a list of the best places to shop if you want deep discounts for Black Friday. So,
come on.
Are you more into friends and family and loved ones this week, you know, coming over and visiting over a nice turkey dinner or those hot Black Friday deals?
You get excited about Black Friday?
I love Black Friday. Yes, I love it. My son and I traditionally go store hopping on Black Friday.
That's because you're old school. Old school Black Friday was amazing. Old school, totally different, retro. That means it's cool. But you are old school.
Yeah.
Because Black Friday was awesome. There used to be these doorbusters that were incredible. They were basically giving things away for free.
But it was also so dangerous. We had no idea that on the other side of that door, the glass door, was like, you know, 500 people lined up for two 40-inch televisions that were available for sale at the store.
Way to date yourself, 40-inch television. That's like a computer monitor now.
So WalletHub, we've used our surveys from time to time when we talk about topics on this show. But this survey really stood out to me because they analyzed 5,000 retailers, Dave, to see which retailer was giving the deepest Black Friday discount. Now, my question to you is everybody in your family getting a hickory honey ham?
Hello, excuse me. I am looking for a ham, a hickory honey ham.
If there are any left, they'll be back there.
Thank you very much.
Like, in other words, do you have all of your Christmas shopping done?
Well, first of all, yes, I have all of my Christmas shopping done. Second of all, who shops for a ham?
Hello, excuse me. I am looking for a ham.
Look,
no one's looking for a ham as a gift. You monster, that's just something you eat. Like, it's not a gift. If anyone gives me a ham, we are no longer friends.
Exactly where I'm going after the show, and I know exactly what I'm giving you for Christmas. Okay, drum roll, please. Brr, come on.
Brr.
Should we start with the number one deepest discount by, according to WalletHub?
Okay.
Have you heard of Macy's?
Oh, yeah.
Not the grocery store.
Not the grocery
store. Sorry. Oh. Sorry, they do have
Fruit Loops
deals there. Yeah. Macy's department store, the average percent discount will be 58.5%.
The average?
The average discount at Macy's.
All right, BOGO.
For Black Friday will be 58.5%. BOGO.
Buy one, get one.
Number two, JCPenney, JCP, 57%, a little more than that. Belk. What's Belk? Can you look up Belk for me?
I just did. I had to Google it.
Hmm. What?
It's a website.
What is it?
And it has stuff.
Like what kind of stuff? Pull that up so I can see it. Is there anything I need?
Well, now I went
56.7% discount at Belk.
Yeah, so, if you want a Coca-Cola graphic fleece pullover,
yes,
for $14.99.
That's your
Belk.
Place. That's your place.
Yep, that's.
Is
that's
it just
your place.
Online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I've never heard of Belk as far as like a walk-in store, but I mean, Macy's and JCPenney's are the walk-in places.
So this week, is Thanksgiving, in case those of you are aware.
Wait, what? When do I need to start thawing the turkey?
My son said he may have to work on Thanksgiving. We're not quite sure yet, so he might have to forgo our Black Friday shopping tradition. I was a little bit heartbroken about that.
Because that was your jam.
I guess he has a job now.
He was your guy.
He's my go-to. He's my driver. Yeah, he's my getaway driver. He always finds us a parking spot when there's no parking spot available. Kohl's, 49% is the average discount this Black Friday. And then, you know, like you do, Office Depot and Office Max come in fifth place with a 42.8% average discount.
If on Black Friday you're shopping at Office Max,
you're a boss. You're literally
you are a monster. And you are terrible at giving gifts.
Lenovo, have you heard of them? I don't know. Let's skip that one. Nordstrom, 33%. This is where I was a bit surprised, is Walmart comes in behind Nordstrom. Now, maybe they have such great deals already that they don't feel the need to really slice the price. But at 31.6% will be their average discount. And then Big Lots. I haven't been to Big Lots in a long time. A 29% discount. Amazon comes in at a 27% discount. You get the drift.
This is
here.
The problem with Black Friday. Can I go off on Black Friday a little
sure,
bit?
Please.
It used to be amazing because it was a day on Friday after Thanksgiving. It was very clear. This is the one day that you are going to see bonkers deals. Now, Black Friday has been going on
like
for months.
Day. I know.
I don't trust it.
Amazon has had Black Friday deals for the better part of this month. I was in Target last night, as I said earlier in the show, and I came across several Black Friday deals there. I almost bought myself something I want for Christmas. I was going to wrap it and then just have the kids reimburse me for it because it was such a deep discount. Is that uncool?
That is super uncool. Like,
I just divide it three ways. You all owe me $33.
Oh, my goodness.
And 65 cents because I really do want this Instapot knockoff by Ninja. It was $109 on a Black Friday deal on a Sunday at Target.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.